painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking, KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of Artbeat, we talk to Janelle DeRubis, president of Active Minds here on the Winona State campus. Janelle put together an art show to raise awareness about mental illness. She talked to us about some of the stigmas and misconceptions surrounding mental illness and how art is a good coping mechanism. I'm Bill Stoneberg with Janelle DeRubis on Artbeat. How are you doing today, Janelle?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being on the show today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I was reading up a little bit, and it looks like 1 in 5 people in the U.S. are affected with some kind of mental illness, according to the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And that kind of equals out to millions of Americans. So this is kind of an important issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is this the first mental health show you've done here on campus?
No, we've done 2 other ones. Last year I did one fall semester and then spring semester. But this one definitely had the most art submissions and I think the most viewers.
Okay. So it was a success then?
Yes, I would say so.
Yeah. And just so the people know out there, it was a mental health awareness art show.
Yes.
And it was at the in Crisco Commons on the Zane stage.
Yes.
So it sounds like it was a big success. Mm-hmm. How did the idea come about?
I was just trying to think of ways, you know, new events for Active Minds, because our main kind of mission statement is to just raise awareness on mental health on college campuses, because mm-hmm. I feel like it's still kind of a taboo topic, and that's really dangerous and not, you know, good for college students to feel like they can't talk about it. So just trying to find events that kind of make people aware that it's real and people have it and it's not, you know, strange, or it doesn't make you weird to have a mental illness. So, and then I always knew that art was a common coping mechanism for people. So I kind of was just like, maybe people would like to submit their art. I didn't really know for sure if I would get a lot of submissions, because the first 2 times I only got like 3 or 2, and one of them was from like a professor of mine. So, but this time we got, I think, like 8 or 9.
Oh, wow.
So
nice, nice. Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Were there specific guidelines for them to produce the art, or was it kind of wide open?
It was kind of wide open. I got a lot of questions on that, like people emailing me, like, what type of art does it have to be? And I really didn't have any specifics. I guess the only guideline was that it couldn't be too graphic, because I know sometimes when talking about like suicide and depression, mm-hmm. It can get a little graphic. So I just like, you know.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Just that guideline there.
Yeah.
Was it all like paintings, or was there sculpture, anything like that?
They were mostly paintings, or someone did a collage too.
Oh,
so
cool.
That was pretty cool. Yeah, but mostly just different types of painting.
Okay, great. Yeah. And like you mentioned, we want to break down the stigmas attached to mental illness.
Yes.
What are some of those stigmas and misconceptions people have?
I think the biggest one is that it makes you weak and it makes you lesser of a person. Mm-hmm. And like there's something inherently wrong with you if you have a mental illness, and like you shouldn't talk about it. And people don't really want to hear about it. I guess just that type of thing that makes it harder to talk about.
Right. And that could be kind of detrimental, it sounds like, to someone who is struggling.
Yeah.
You know, if they don't feel they can reach out.
Right.
So this show is pretty important. Why do you think these stigmas persist, even though, you know, it's becoming a little more talked about?
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
You know, why do you think these stigmas persist?
I feel like they persist because, you know, we're still not there yet, I mm-hmm. guess. I feel like mental illness still isn't considered, you know, as compared to like a physical ailment or something.
Right.
Like it's still considered something kind of to blame yourself for.
Okay.
Like, not everyone can get it. Well, that's like the stigma. Like, it only happens to like weak people, or like people that are lazy, or like stuff like that.
Sure. And it's hard to see. You can't see it like a broken leg or something like that. Or why do you think art is a good medium to raise awareness for mental illness?
I think it really gives the power into the artists who have a mental illness, and it gives them, you know, the medium to be able to express how they feel about it and how mental health makes them feel and how they've experienced it, so that And I feel like it's an easy way for someone to just look and, like, you know, try to understand. And, you know, they're all beautiful, too. So I feel like it's just a nice way to kind of start the conversation.
And then did you partake in the show yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
I submitted one watercolor.
Okay, cool. Can you maybe describe it a little bit for our listeners?
Yes. So it was kind of, it was all just black watercolor on a white piece of paper. And there were two, I like cut it down the middle. And on the left side, there was kind of a figure. And I was trying to kind of illustrate my anxiety. So it was just a bunch of little lines outlining the figure, mm-hmm. and just to kind of create this like overwhelming sort of, and so that was my anxiety half. And then the other half was just like kind of this foggy, like black grayish watercolor. And that was like for my depression.
Okay. That sounds pretty descriptive.
Pretty
good at describing what anxiety and depression is like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite entry in the show?
Ooh,
it's probably
tough.
Hard to pick.
Yeah, there were a lot of good ones. I don't know. There was one called Fiery Lake, I think.
Okay.
And I'm not going to disclose the artist's name just in case they don't want it. But I think it was having to do with like PTSD and depression.
Oh, wow.
And it was a really beautiful fiery lake. It was like a reddish kind of sunset reflection on the water. So
okay.
Yeah, it doesn't all, like, some of them weren't as like descriptive of mine. Like I feel like mine was very like obvious that it was trying to talk about something, mm-hmm. kind of like dark and like whatever, but it could really be anything, and it could symbolize mental health.
So you mentioned that some of them aren't real specific,
mm-hmm.
so how do you think that translates their struggle with mental illness? Or do you think it's more of just a therapeutic thing to create art itself? Or do you think it's more therapeutic just to lay down something that describes your mental illness specifically?
Yeah, for me, definitely, sometimes it is just therapeutic to just make the art itself, and it doesn't really have to do with how it turns out in the end. So I could see some of the pieces being like that, and then they just kind of attach their own meaning, mm-hmm. to why they chose certain colors or why they did certain patterns or, like, you know, things like that.
So you said there were, what, 8 or 9,
mm-hmm.
entries in the show?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a pretty good turnout.
Yeah, I was very happy.
Yeah. And you mentioned most of them, what, there were paintings and a collage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you think... why do you think people choose the medium they use? Do you think it's specific? Do you think mediums are specific to the mental illness itself, or do you think that it's just therapeutic, like you said, whichever?
I definitely think painting itself, like the action of doing it, is therapeutic. I've heard there's like studies about it, and you know, just the act of putting the paint on the canvas or putting the paint, you know, on the watercolor paper, whatever. But then the collages definitely have a different impact, you know, different, mm-hmm. vibe to it. I think the collage that we had was for eating disorder. So
okay.
I'm not sure which specific one, but it was just things from like magazines and stuff. So I feel like that's a really good way, you know, maybe for certain disorders, different mediums are better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, you know, you mentioned depression and anxiety,
mm-hmm.
Even eating disorders, like, mm-hmm. you said. Depression and anxiety seem like they're kind of common.
Yes.
What other kinds of, besides eating disorders, what other kinds of mental illness do we want to raise awareness about?
I definitely think substance abuse or addiction,
okay.
is one that we don't talk about enough, and we kind of sometimes we don't even really consider it a mental illness, and
right.
that's another thing where we like blame them, or like, you know, they definitely have control over it, like we say those types of things. But I know one of the artists that submitted a work does have like a history of addiction and stuff, and I just feel like that's definitely one that we should talk about more, especially among college students.
Right, definitely. Mm-hmm. Do you think, you know, and I, correct me if I'm wrong, but this seems like a common perception is that addiction and things of that nature are maybe symptoms of another underlying cause?
Yeah, and those two, like addiction and, you know, any other mood disorder are very linked together. Like, they're very core morbid.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And then going back to the art itself, you know, you mentioned yours is a watercolor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why did you choose that medium?
I kind of just like the way it turns out. I like that it's not always the same, the way that, you know, the paint dries. I do love acrylic too, and I use acrylic a lot too, but I think just for, you know, painting what I wanted to paint, my anxiety and depression, I wanted it to have that look of watercolor.
Okay. Do you usually adhere to a specific medium for a specific mood, or?
No, I don't think so. I think it's really just, it depends on what I want to make.
Okay. What was the most challenging part of creating a piece for this exhibit, do you think?
I think creating something that people could maybe relate to. I wanted someone to look at my piece and be able to feel how it feels for me. That's what I wanted to give off. So I just had to think, like, what does it really feel like when I'm, you know, really anxious? And what does it feel like when I'm really depressed? So I think just trying to make something that a lot of people could understand, even if they've never struggled.
Sure, so. Sure. You know, to me, someone who doesn't do art, it seems like it'd be really challenging to portray a feeling visually like that, you know?
Yeah.
So that's really a cool thing, I think. That we do this show,
yes.
That you do this show. What do you hope that people take away from the whole show?
More than anything, I hope that it just starts the conversation. Like, it doesn't even have to be them coming to, like, some epiphany saying, like, oh, I have depression. Like, but just if they're sitting down there in Zane's, you know, eating lunch, and your friends and you, like, decide to go look, like, it just maybe starts the conversation.
Okay.
And that's really, like, all I can hope. I mean, obviously, I hope it did help someone in a way bigger way, but I really just wanted it to start the conversation among students.
Okay. So the show is really for everyone, not just people struggling with a mental illness. So possibly they could, you know, people could be more understanding and maybe talk to their friends about it if they are struggling.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so it really can make a difference, it sounds like.
Yeah. I'm hoping so.
Are there campus resources? What kind of resources do we have on campus that people struggling might want to go to?
Yeah, so definitely the counseling services and the health and wellness services. That's in the IWC 222. And okay. I don't know the phone number off the top of my head, but you can call and make an appointment with a counselor.
Okay.
I think that's like the number one resource. I actually work for Reinitiative too, and it's a gender-based violence advocacy program on campus. So if someone's struggling more so with, like, you know, gender-based violence, we have a 24/7 confidential helpline.
Oh,
and
cool.
That can kind of be another helpful resource. I always like to mention that too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then are those services free to students or?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you mentioned before we were talking, and you're doing more shows in the future?
Yes, I hope to do another one in the spring. I like to do one each semester just to get, you know, because there's always going to be different people seeing it and different people making art. So hopefully we'll do another one in the spring, too.
All right, great.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll have you on again and we can promote the show.
Yeah,
awesome. That would be fantastic.
Yes.
Well, like I said, I'm talking to Janelle DeRubis, and she's president of Active Minds here on the Winona State University campus. And they just had a art show called the Mental Health Awareness Art Show.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for being on our show
today.
Yeah,
thank you so much for having me.
Thanks again to Janelle DeRubis for joining us today on ArtBeat. You can learn more about mental illness by visiting the National Alliance on Mental Illness website at nami.org. You can also search counseling and wellness services at winona.edu or search mental health at winonahealth.org. To stream today's show or any other episode of ArtBeat, go to kqal.org and look for Program Archives under the Media tab. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and you've been listening to Janelle DeRubis on ArtBeat.
ArtBeat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.
Is art an important part of your life? Tune into ArtBeat Tuesdays at 12:30 right here on 89.5 KQAL. ArtBeat is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.